Hello and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. You know, we've got two different types of cryptid hunts or paranormal hunts that we do. There are the planned ones, where we plan it for weeks and we pack our bags and we get everything we could possibly need. And then there's the last minute ones, when we just find out we have an afternoon free and the weather is nice and we just kind of say, hey, let's go check this out. And we grab our bag of stuff, and I grab a protein bar and a bottle of water for each of us, and we run out the door. That led us to the idea for this podcast, which is comparing protein bars to see which one tastes the best and which one might be the best for us while we're out on our cryptid hunts. So, let's get weird. So I have prepared samples of six different protein bars here, and you are going to hear us eating these protein bars and giving our natural heartfelt reaction to these protein bars. With the exception of one, we have never tried any of these protein bars before. So it will be a new experience for all of us. I'm going to pass the first bag around and let you guys each grab a sample of this wonderful choice.
All right.
I'd say this one's definitely chewy.
Yeah, I think it's very good.
Yeah, it's got kind of a weird maple aftertaste to it. It's got chocolate and some sort of nougat in the middle of it.
It's like a coffee version of chewing gum.
Tastes like caramel to me.
Caramel, yeah.
All right. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what we just tried. This was the Think Bar, and it was the salted caramel Think Bar. So you were right on with the caramel.
You said it first.
Yeah, he said caramel, and you said coffee, which I also kind of tasted a little bit. The Think Bar, I should give you a little background here. When I'm looking at protein bars, I mean, I'm not a nutrition expert by any means, but I'm usually looking for a good ratio of protein to carbs. And usually I want at least like two-thirds of the amount of carbs in protein. So what we have here, it's about half. It's 10 grams of protein, 20 grams of carbs, 5 grams of sugar, 4.5 grams of fat, 150 calories. Pretty big bar for 150 calories. So all in all, I think this one's not bad. I mean, it's not the healthiest protein bar I've ever had, but sometimes you give up a little bit of the healthiness for taste. And taste-wise, I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah, that was one of the best ones I've had ever.
Dang. I mean, it's a solid start to the whole thing.
Yeah. Certainly better than the last time we tried this. Unfortunately, we didn't record the first time we tried this, but we managed to get the 5 worst protein bars on the planet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the same brand before, but it was like a cookie dough or something. It was the highest rated.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to the next one. This one is a little bit of a departure for us for the protein bars or protein things.
Protein-filled objects.
Yes. It's not going to be hard to guess what this one was. This is the protein puck. You saw me cutting it up earlier. You thought I was cutting up a hamburger.
Yeah, I really did. It was the same shape. It was like a disc shape.
Contains coconut, flax, dates, and agave. Huh.
It's like a bland one type of cookie. I think it's like a raisin cookie. Much more bland.
Like an oatmeal raisin kind of
oatmeal,
thing?
Oatmeal, yeah. Oatmeal raisin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely with you on the bland. I mean, I've been chewing this thing for 30 seconds, and I haven't found any flavor in it yet, despite the fact that I see like 1,000 different types of nut in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even think I'm going to finish this one. This is, it's not worth the calories to me.
Well, I'm not wasteful.
Me either.
I love agave, but I didn't taste much of it in there. So that one's pretty heavy on calories. It's like 260 grams of calories, or 260 calories rather. 7 grams of protein, 16 grams of carbs, so it's a little over double the amount of carbs versus protein. It does have 18 grams of fat and 11 grams of sugars, though.
At that point, maybe we'll just not get it. You're just eating a puck. It's a plain puck. Plastic, and it'd be the same thing.
I wonder if a hockey puck would actually have more nutritional value.
I bet it would. Maybe a similar amount of carbs. I don't know.
What really shocks me about it, though, is it only had 4 grams of dietary fiber. And, you know, it felt like I was eating a wad of grass and nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, if nothing else, well, this will be my fiber requirement for the day. But no. It's a darn shame, really.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to this one. So we're starting off at kind of both ends of the spectrum here. There's that one fairly healthy bar that actually tastes good, and one fairly unhealthy bar that tastes like a puck.
Okay, I know what this one tastes like. It tastes like the Nature Valley. protein bars.
I mean, a lot of chocolate, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess it has a lot of sugar, but I mean, yeah, it's kind of a good ratio for me.
All right. Well, you're exactly right. It's a Nature Valley protein bar.
Oh, it is.
That's the one we usually grab when we're running out to look for Bigfoot or Dogman. Has 190 calories, which isn't horrible. Has 10 grams of protein, 15 grams of carbs. So it's got that two-thirds protein to carb ratio that I like. It only has 7 grams of sugar, which is more than the first one, but still less than the Puck. It does have 12 grams of fat, which is a little high. But all in all, you know, at least for me, the balance of flavor and health is important. And that's why that one tends to be kind of my go-to.
Yeah, if you like chocolatey goodness, I'd say that's a good choice.
And there's plenty of, like, nuts in there, so yeah, plenty of what you need.
And it's hearty, too. I mean, at least two of us, I think that's like our regular breakfast.
Yeah, yes it is.
It'll get you moving. Okay, number 4. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest, I'm excited about number 4. I'm going to be really disappointed if this is awful, but we shall see.
I think this is also caramel.
Bland, but a lot of good texture.
Mm-hmm. It's chewy with a little bit of crunch on the outside,
mm-hmm.
coated in chocolate.
Yeah, the Rice Krisps make it very good.
I like it.
Not bad.
Well, let me tell you why I was excited about it. It's tied for the lowest calories of any of the bars. It had 150. It has 15 grams of protein and 15 carbs.
Ooh.
So it's a 1-to-1 ratio, which is really hard to find. It only has 1 gram of sugar, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. And it has 5 grams of fat, which is the second lowest of any of the bars that we're trying. So this is this thing is the healthiest little bar of any of them that we're going to try today. And for it to taste that good, I'm frankly stunned.
Me too. That's incredible.
It's the Fulfill Chocolate Salted Caramel Vitamin and Protein Bar.
Wow.
I don't know what other vitamins they added into it. I didn't see it on the label, but
whatever scientist worked on it, I gotta give him a solid handshake.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm still kind of stunned at the 1 gram of sugar thing. Uh-huh. I'm wondering if I misread it and it was 100 grams of sugar. It was very sweet.
Maybe comparatively. Maybe some aspartame in there. I don't know.
Maybe. But I'm not getting that weird chemical aftertaste either. You know me and artificial sweeteners. I can taste one instantly.
Yeah.
All right, well, this one, we appear to have lost the number on this one, but by process of elimination, I know it's number 5. Now, in all fairness, this one does not bill itself as a protein bar, but it was in the protein bar section, so I got it with the others. The main claim to fame on this one is it's, you know, gluten-free and GMO-free and all that. It's a very, very natural kind of bar.
No,
not a fan.
Yeah.
My first thought is dog treat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that
hint of dog poop, too.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Kind of got that consistency to it, too.
Yeah, like the nuts are the dog poop, like the little pieces.
Mm-hmm. It's not great. It's not even good, really. That is the Bob's Red Mill Peanut Butter, Chocolate, and Oats Bob's Bar. Now, I didn't taste any peanut butter at all in there.
Or chocolate.
I don't think that I didn't taste any oats either. Pop, what are you putting in this thing?
I hope the nutrition will make up for it.
No. 220 calories, 6 grams of protein, 28 carbs, 10 grams of sugar, 10 grams of fat. Bob, what are you doing?
Bob, get another job.
I wow. Bob, you let us down, man. Moving on to our last, thankfully, protein test of the evening. This one, just looking at it, looks like a Kit Kat bar. It's got, like, the chocolate on the outside and the wafer inside.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Dropping crumbs like crazy.
Yeah. The one piece, the whole, like, chocolate top of it slid off.
Oh, that's borderline, like, way too much salt. Yeah. Way too much something.
I'm not really tasting salt, but maybe cardboard?
Like if you were to spread peanut butter on cardboard and put a chocolate coating on it.
There you go.
Yeah, it tastes like... Oh, gosh. There was this really awful generic cookie that I used to have as a kid. It was like a peanut butter wafer thing. It was like peanut butter, wafers, and chocolate. You know, you could get a box of 100 of them for like 50 cents or whatever it was. And it was like, you know, just you get what you pay for. I mean, it was just awful. You know, if you wanted chocolate, it was right there for you. So this was the Power Crunch Protein Energy Bar. The peanut butter fudge variety.
Kind of did seem like that. But once more, for me personally, it just seemed like a lot of salt for whatever reason.
I think the aftertaste is okay, but the taste itself just reminds me of cardboard.
I think I'm getting the salt you're talking about. I think it's in the wafer. It's almost like the wafer is like a cracker.
Yeah.
In terms of health on this one, it's 215 calories, so not horrible, not great. 13 grams of protein, 12 carbs. This is the first time we actually see the protein ahead of the carbs, which is good. It's got 5 grams of sugar, 13 grams of fat, and surprisingly only 1 gram of dietary fiber. I really thought with all that cardboard you'd have a little bit more.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the salt content. I'd be curious to see. It's probably the highest sodium of any of the bars that we tried.
Yeah, I would say it was better than the last one, but still not great.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. In terms of overall health and taste, I think number 4, that Fulfill bar, is real high up on my list.
It was smaller, but it was more powerful. Bang for your buck, I guess.
Yeah. Although the Nature Valley protein bar is still way up there for me, too.
Yeah. Also the Think bar, though. Think bar was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Those are the top 3 anyway.
Yeah. So I don't think I said the full name of the Nature Valley one. It's the Nature Valley Protein Peanut Butter Dark Chocolate Chewy Bar.
Never knew it was considered chewy.
I didn't either.
Compared to this one, or the poopy one.
Yeah. That was a whole other level of chewy.
Yeah.
I guess the advantage of Nature Valley is it's cheaper. You can get it in like the big boxes from Sam's Club or Costco or something, whereas I think Fulfill is more of a specialty bar, so you're going to pay for it. But both real solid. Think bar, really solid too. That was the Think bar. It's important, the variety. The salted caramel one. I forgot what variety we tried last time, but it was not nearly as good.
Yeah.
Certainly, you want to avoid Bob's, whatever the heck that was.
Yes.
And you want to avoid the protein puck.
Yeah. Just, I mean, if you want to buy a puck to play some hockey, it might be a cheaper alternative.
If you want to prank someone, make them think it's a hamburger.
It's a vegan hamburger.
There you go. I mean, we could melt some cheese over it, put it on a bun, it might be delicious.
Oh, no.
I will say this, I ended up having some crumbs from it when I cut it into pieces, and I gave it to the dog, and the dog was quite excited about it. So maybe dog food?
Maybe.
So when you go on your next cryptid hunt, you have our recommendations for protein bar. You're going to want to go with either the Think bar with the salted caramel, or you're going to want to go for the Fulfill bar with the salted caramel, or you're going to want to go with the Nature Valley peanut butter dark chocolate. So, as always, thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and we'll see you out there.